What do you most like to share with someone else? What if you had really, really good news? Would you be able to keep it in? Would you hide it? Would you keep it a secret? Or are you just so eager to let other people know? What if the good news affects them? Do you want to tell them then? Let's talk about what you do with really good news and how you might get excited right here on the corner of truth and life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and we want to talk today about good news and when you have some exciting news. Now, I just saw friends of mine just had twins and saw that on Facebook, and that's exciting. Well, why did they put it on Facebook? Because they were excited. They were excited to share with the world, to share with their friends the news of the birth of two children, and that is exciting. That is the very definition of really good news. And when you have good news, the tendency is to want to tell people because you're happy and you want to share that with others. It feels good to be able to share good news. And a lot of people, that's why we enjoy social media. We may also share not so good things and bad things at times too. But the real joy of it, what makes it really cool, is when you can share something you're excited about and have other people get excited about it too. So we love to share good news, and we like to find ways to do that. In the old days, it might have been, just share it in your social groups, and then you might share it in the newspaper. I actually have a clip, a newspaper clipping, of my great-grandparents, including my great-grandfather Ira, who I'm named for, as they celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, and they had a big party for them, and so their picture and the write-up about the party was in the paper because, these small local papers back then were very much sharing the good news of stuff that happened in the town. You know, they shared bad news too, but they shared good news. And now, you even go on the Daily Bulldog, and of course it's, going to have also the bad news or news that we don't enjoy. But it does like to celebrate. You can see Students of the Month, and you can see, when somebody gets a promotion and things like that, because, this is good news, and you want to share good things, and we love to be able to do that. And so then think about if your good news isn't about you, what if you learn of news that is good news for someone else? Like, they don't know. That's really fun when you can tell someone else something that you know they will be excited about for themselves, not just for you. You can say, hey, guess what? I found this out, and you're going to love this. And now they're not just you. It is fun to make them happy. It is fun to share with them something that you know is going to make their day. And so that adds a whole new level of loving to share good news. And so the Bible even says things about that. And let's discuss good news with the Bible. What's interesting is the word that we oftentimes use in the Bible, gospel. You look at the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they're all called the gospel according to. The gospel according to Matthew, gospel according to Mark, etc. And then if you read the Bible at all in the New Testament, Paul talks a lot about for the sake of the gospel, for the gospel this, the gospel that. And that word has been used a lot in churches. You have gospel in the name of certain churches. And the word gospel, it's a word that's become an English word, but a lot of people, unless you're, really into church, you might not even know what gospel means because we use it so much on its own, or we can think it has to do with books of the Bible or something. But the gospel is just a word that means good news. And so right from the get-go in the New Testament, when they talked about Jesus coming, it was called good news. This is good news. And so I don't mind using the word gospel, and I still use the gospel, use the word the gospel quite a bit. But I try to actually use it less because when we just use it, we might not remember that it means good news. Well, why is it good news? When we talk about preaching the gospel, we're going to preach the gospel. We're declaring good news. And so first we need to realize, well, is it good and is it news? And it was considered good and news. It was news because even Judaism, which had been God's chosen people, had lost the plot, lost the point that God wanted to bring people back, that God loved people, and that he wanted to bring them to himself. And even though he had said that in the Old Testament, it got lost. And God's people had really lost their way in that their job was to help bring the whole world to God and help them know that there was a God who loved them and cared for them and had created them. And it had kind of devolved into mostly just religious stuff. And so then, and one of the things that got totally lost was that God would send a Messiah who would come to save his people. And so by the time Jesus came, God's people's idea of what that meant was that he was going to come overthrow Rome and he was going to bring political deliverance. And they were so focused on political deliverance that they didn't understand that they needed spiritual deliverance and that that's what God wanted to do. And that's why when Jesus comes, they don't recognize him as the Messiah. And when he dies, they go, well, that proves it because he didn't free us from Rome. And yet the people who would really listen to Jesus go, oh, he came to free us spiritually, not free us politically. Because spiritually is way more important. And Jesus makes that clear in his 3 years. Even when he's healing people, he's like, you know, I'm healing people, but this isn't the point. The point is, I'm here to forgive your sins. I'm here to free you up spiritually. That's the good news. The good news is that God doesn't want to be mad at us, that God isn't going to stay mad at us, that God's desire is to get past the anger that we caused by fixing it. And he was going to do the fixing by sending his son to die, by dying on the cross for us. And that was really good news, that God is fixing it. We messed it up and God's going to fix it. And he'd first predicted this in Genesis 3, right after Adam and Eve blew it, when he said that the seed of the woman, he was referring to the Messiah, Jesus, would crush the serpent's head, being wounded in the process. That the serpent would bruise his heel, that he would be wounded as he crushed the serpent, as he crushed the devil. And he did. He was wounded, but he beat the devil's work of causing us to be alienated from God, causing us to cause God to be angry. Jesus gave, hey, I've come to declare good news. I'm fixing it. I'm cleaning up the mess you guys made because I love you and I'm going to take care of this for you. And that's really, really good news. And so the early followers of Jesus, after they got it, it took them a little bit because it was such a different idea. They couldn't wait to then tell people. And they were even willing to suffer and die for the chance to tell people. And that was really exciting. And so being able to share this good news, it's you know, it is like a birth of the Messiah. Now, it happened 2,000 years ago, but it still matters. The arrival of Messiah on earth is important. It's good news. And it's not just good news for me. It's good news for everybody. And so it's great to share that. Now, all the different ways we can share that good news, well, it's a lot of different ways. So as this show goes out, as this podcast and radio show goes out, I'm traveling to the Dominican Republic, and I go every year with a group from Beans Corner, and we go down and we are there to share the good news. Now, how are we going to share it? We're not going to be standing on street corners and preaching, and most of us don't speak enough Spanish to be able to do that effectively, or Creole, speaking to Haitians, and we're only there for a week or two at a time, and so there's not really a chance to do long-term work personally. So how do we declare and share the good news? Well, we go down and we take the funds we have and money and medicine and construction supplies, and we go down and we share that with our brothers and sisters in Christ down there and show people that God loves them by loving them. So we build a hospital. Because if you're sick and you have nothing, no way to take care of yourself and no one to help you, That's rough. And so we build a hospital, and we add on to the hospital, and we make the hospital work better and better and better. Because then you can take care of people, and you can take care of their needs, just like Jesus did. And that gives you a chance to say, you know, not only is this good news, there's a hospital here now, but we do this hospital, or we do this clinic in your village, so that we can also tell you even better news. That there's an even bigger fix for your life than just freeing up your temporary physical ailments that come and go, and eventually our bodies will all break down. But there is even better news. And let me share that, and I can help excuse me, I can help you understand this good news by showing you the effect of this good news, by showing you love. And by showing you love, now I show what the good news is that God loves you. And this is what we should do. And this is what we should do every day. And if you consider yourself a follower of Christ, well, first you need to know that he loves you. That he loves you so much that he did the work to make you right with God. That you can give to charity, you can feed the homeless, you can do all these things, and those things will not gain favor with God because he has already given you his favor through Jesus if you will accept it. It's there just waiting for you. It's like money in the bank. You just got to show up and cash the check. If you don't cash the check, well, then you don't get it. But not because he withheld it, because you didn't collect. And then knowing that, boy, if you realize that he loves you and that no matter how bad or good you've been, that he loves you and pours out favor on you, and that he's done it for your friends and neighbors and enemies, that's good news. And so then your life should be changed by that. And it won't be shaped by a bunch of religious rules or by an overwhelming sense of guilt and need to perform. It'll be motivated by the joy of good news. You'll be excited and say, you know what? This is something I want to share. I love going each year on this trip. Because I love being able to show others that I love them. And I love meeting brothers and sisters that I've never met before, but are part of my family because they accepted Jesus' free gift too. And so now we're blood brothers, blood sisters. But it's not our blood, it's the blood of Jesus. But it makes us family, and there's joy there because the joy comes out of this is good news. It doesn't mean life isn't hard. Their life down there is harder than our life here in many respects. I mean, they have nicer weather. But a lot more poverty, a lot more difficulty getting through each month and having enough money. But we can bring some joy to them by helping them economically, helping them physically with some of their health needs. And we can share the joy of good news. And that's what every church should be built around. Every church should be built around sharing the good news. Let's tell you how good this news is. How awesome it is that God loved you enough to come down and give up his life for you. And so now we just receive it. And receiving it means we have to give up our own way. We can't just do whatever we want because that's what Jesus came to fix. But he fixed it. And so now we stop fighting with God and we say, thank you for loving me. Thank you for fixing this. I accept. That's good news. Now, let me share that good news with others. Let me show others love. Think about today, your encounter with good news. Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.